Now I discuss The Woman in White, the classic Victorian sensation novel by Wilkie Collins. Tonight we've landed on a novel that exactly 150 years ago was appearing in weekly serial instalments, so eagerly anticipated that crowds gathered outside the publishers when a new episode appeared. A novel that Gladstone stayed up all night to finish. A novel about madness, money and identity theft that satirists said was so exciting it could make you ill with pleasure. In the 1860s, Wilkie Collins's The Woman in White spawned a merchandising industry. Its original readers could dress up in Woman in White bonnets, spray on Woman in White perfume and dance the Woman in White quadrille. It's been adapted for stage and screen, and it's never been out of print, and yet it's only relatively recently that its richness and plenitude has been acknowledged by academic critics. Those readers who've always loved the book were left wondering what took them so long. The Woman in White has a complex plot, but you can reduce it to a one-line pitch. It's about two venal aristocrats who want to make themselves rich by obliterating the identities of two young women, and an unusual pair of heroes who try to stop them. Well, here to negotiate its labyrinth with me are the actor and biographer Simon Callow, who has played the villain of this piece on stage and on television, the writer Kate Summerscale, author of The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher, an account of a murder case that exerted a powerful influence on Collins's fiction, the writer Lisa Opinionese, author of Mad, Bad and Sad, a history of mad women in attics, asylums and beyond, and the personal finance guru Paul Lewis, who you'll know as the presenter of Radio 4's Money Box, but who leads a not very secret double life as the chair of the Wilkie Collins Society. Paul, this year also marks 150 years since Collins stopped using his mother's bank account and opened one of his own, so obviously not a Money Box listener. So I want to begin by talking about the moment that Jessica read for us a few moments ago there, this meeting on the London Road. Why is this scene so powerful for you, Kate Summerscale?
Well, I think it goes straight to the sensational quality of Wilkie Collins' fiction, and he was one of the founders, really, of the genre known as sensation fiction, because it just makes you shiver. It sort of conjures up a mystery, but it does so by describing something in forensic detail. It's a strange sort of juxtaposition of something that is utterly mysterious and yet very precisely described and annotated, as if we must clutch at every last, you know, shiver of it in order to puzzle it out.
Segment 1. Now I discuss The Woman in White, the classic Victorian sensation novel by Wilkie Collins. Tonight we've landed on a novel that exactly 150 years ago was appearing in weekly serial instalments, so eagerly anticipated that crowds gathered outside the publishers when a new episode appeared. A novel that Gladstone stayed up all night to finish. A novel about madness, money and identity theft that satirists said was so exciting it could make you ill with pleasure. In the 1860s, Wilkie Collins's The Woman in White spawned a merchandising industry. Its original readers could dress up in Woman in White bonnets, spray on Woman in White perfume and dance the Woman in White quadrille.
Segment 2.
It's been adapted for stage and screen, and it's never been out of print, and yet it's only relatively recently that its richness and plenitude has been acknowledged by academic critics. Those readers who've always loved the book were left wondering what took them so long. The Woman in White has a complex plot, but you can reduce it to a one-line pitch. It's about two venal aristocrats who want to make themselves rich by obliterating the identities of two young women, and an unusual pair of heroes who try to stop them. Well, here to negotiate its labyrinth with me are the actor and biographer Simon Callow, who has played the villain of this piece on stage and on television, the writer Kate Summerscale, author of The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher, an account of a murder case that exerted a powerful influence on Collins's fiction.
Segment 3.
The writer Lisa Opinionese, author of Mad, Bad and Sad, a history of mad women in attics, asylums and beyond. And the personal finance guru Paul Lewis, who you'll know as the presenter of Radio 4's Money Box, but who leads a not very secret double life as the chair of the Wilkie Collins Society. Paul, this year also marks 150 years since Collins stopped using his mother's bank account and opened one of his own, so obviously not a Money Box listener. So I want to begin by talking about the moment that Jessica read for us a few moments ago there, this meeting on the London Road. Why is this scene so powerful for you, Kate Summerscale?
Segment 4.
Well, I think it goes straight to the sensational quality of Wilkie Collins' fiction, and he was one of the founders, really, of the genre known as sensation fiction, because it just makes you shiver. It sort of conjures up a mystery, but it does so by describing something in forensic detail. It's a strange sort of juxtaposition of something that is utterly mysterious and yet very precisely described and annotated, as if we must clutch at every last, shiver of it in order to puzzle it out.